Game 7 of the World Series between the Chicago Cubs and the Cleveland Indians. Two cities who can use a boost in morale. As much of a boost as a sports team can give you. It's tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern. And I kind of care. At least I'll care for 30 minutes. And then the Pistons game will come on at 7:30. And I'll probably be watching that a lot more than I'll be tuning into this baseball game, even though I'll occasionally flip back, depending on if it's a commercial or not. So, I don't know. I kind of care. I kind of don't. I guess the baseball purist out there, they're excited. Again, I'm excited for basketball. But that's me. Basketball is my first love, whereas probably isn't yours. So it's Wednesday. League pass ended yesterday, so I'm a little salty. Won't lie about that. But I'll be watching this Pistons against Brooklyn, and I believe it's another game coming on. I think ESPN. As you can probably hear my remote clicking in the background. Yeah, Chicago Bulls against the Boston Celtics. I kind of feel like as a NBA fan, I want something a little more interesting than that. I guess I kind of care, but if Denzel Valentine was playing for the Bulls, I would be a little more inclined to watch. The Celtics have a nice squad. They just bored me a little bit for whatever reason. I don't know. The addition of Al Horford doesn't excite me. You know, I love Isaiah Thomas. I do. I don't really care about Marcus Smart. I don't care about the majority of that team. I'm not going to sit here and lie. The Bulls are boring as hell. Dwayne Wade, Rajon Rondo, and Jimmy Butler. Like, and Taj Gibson. Am I supposed to care? I know I sound like a grumpy old man. I know. 10:30 Eastern. Here's a game for your ass. Oklahoma City Thunder against the Los Angeles Clippers. That's worthy of my attention. It's pretty much going to be Russell Westbrook against the Clippers. But, hey, that's going to be fun. So, and the Red Wings play tonight. Got to press record on that. They'll be playing the Philadelphia Flyers. I'm trying to get more into hockey, man. I am. I'm trying. I just learned what offsides was a couple weeks back. So, I'm on to something. You know, I kind of am. Back to this World Series game. One thing I will bring up is the fact that Addison Russell, John Lester, Coco Crisp, former Oakland A's, that are in a World Series. I watched last year's MVP, American League MVP, Josh Donaldson, in the playoffs. And I watched them kick ass last year and a little bit this year. And sorry, I'm a little distracted. They have LeBron. Hold on, LeBron's at the Cleveland Indians game. All right, LeBron's at the Cleveland Indians game, man, trying to get the crowd hyped. And last time I heard, I swear he was a New York Yankees fan. I remember him coming in wearing Yankees hats, throwing up the rock with Jay-Z and shit. And now he's the biggest Cleveland supporter in the world or whatever. But anyhow, man, former Athletics, killing it in the league, man. And when are we as A's fans, A's supporters, I don't know, anybody who gives a shit about the Oakland A's or ever have, when is it time to admit that Billy Beane is full of shit? Who cares about Moneyball, man? Because you can save money and what? Occasionally make the playoffs, and that's okay. Nobody says anything. It's just, oh, hey, you know, he saved money and he was in a movie. Just like the sheep you are, man. Somebody was in a movie, got a little popularity, and they're right. How many all-stars has this man traded away? MVP caliber players, you know? MVPs, all-stars, great players, good players. You see players going to have success, whether it's great success or little success, and nobody says anything. So, oh, you know, he's a genius. How? How many championships has this Moneyball shit brung back to Oakland? How many? I can tell you how many. I don't need a single hand account. Anyway, man, that's enough for that diatribe. Look out for the Couch Sports podcast possibly tomorrow sometime. It's a good possibility that will happen. Depends on, you know, me and Terrell got to get the schedule thing down. In the meanwhile, we have plenty of articles for you to read. Look at lots of pictures for all you people who don't like to read. And we even have complex articles and pieces out for you people who do like to read. And everything in between. We have a podcast for your listening pleasure. You can find them under the podcast category on thecouchsports.com. You can find the Couch Sports Podcast on iTunes. You can find it on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook. We are everywhere. I know you like that. And I'm just ranting. It's just what I'm doing just because I have a great microphone now. And I'm going to use it, goddammit, because I want to. Because I feel like it. I'm just ranting and rambling because I feel like it. What the hell else is on, man? Ain't shit on right now. I'm just sitting here waiting on. It's 5:45 Eastern and you hear my remote clicking again. When do we, as a people, stop with the soap opera-esque TMZ style entertainment? You know, the what's the word I'm looking for? Sensationalist style. Just every goddamn thing, man. Whether it's Kevin Durant and Westbrook saying something regular and people blowing shit out of proportion, whether it's, you know, people reporting on what what Kim Kardashian did. I mean, listen, what's funny is last night, for whatever reason, and I never watched this bullshit, but I believe it was Entertainment Tonight was on. I think it came on after something I was watching. I just never turned the channel, and I just sat there, and I was looking on the phone or working on something on my laptop, whatever the hell I was doing. And, you know, they're talking about Mariah Carey demanding $50 million from somebody for an inconvenience fee of somebody that broke up with her or whatever the case. And Kim Kardashian's in the, sitting in back in a chair on her phone, and this shit is news. And I realize this is on television because it's somebody out there who gives a shit about this. Like, what is your life coming to? What happened to your life where Kim Kardashian sitting in a chair on her phone is something you give a shit about? How unsatisfying is your life that who's some celebrity you never meet, whatever they're doing, is worth your time? I mean, granted, I'm just some guy in a studio with a microphone ranting, but I have a platform to do this shit, so I'm gonna rant all I feel like it. It's just funny because this kind of stuff is, it's news, it's on, it's getting ratings, and it's obviously getting ratings because they do this every day, day in, day out. This is an industry. And I just refuse myself to sit here and, you know, do all the gossip talk and the, you know, tabloid-esque, all the tabloid-esque, you know, commentary. I just don't care enough. And you shouldn't care enough either. There's more to life than, you know, what somebody ate for breakfast and what they wore and what celebrity isn't talking to who and which celebrity had sex with who and maybe dating who. Who gives a damn at the end of the day? That tells me you don't have much going on if that's what you care about, you know? I mean, I get it. Everybody needs their escape. They need, you know, something to blow off a little steam or some kind of... Because everything doesn't need to be serious. I get it. You know, we all need some type of distraction to, you know, keep our morale up somehow. I mean, mine is sports. You know, hey, some people smoke crack. So some people smoke crack, man. Some people, you know, do other drugs. Some people, you know, drink when they get off work. And I watch sports all the goddamn time. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is, right? But, I can't stop laughing at the thought of somebody just casually just smoking crack just to unwind. All right. Thank you for listening to 15 minutes of my nonsense, man. Enjoy the rest of your day, please. Be safe out there. People can't drive. People suck at driving. And so, you know. Peace. Let's go home. Let's go home, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go home. Let's go home.